Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. Happy Labor Day, everyone. If your beloved student hasn't returned to school yet, he or she should be heading there pretty soon. So I'd like to focus on a few tips for using backpacks today. Whether the backpack-carrying individual is a child or adult, these tips can help. Make sure that the weight of all items in the pack does not exceed 10 to 15% of the body weight of the one carrying it. Heavier backpacks cause forward bending to compensate, resulting in strains of the neck, back, and shoulders. Backpacks should not hang more than 4 inches below the waistline. When the weight of the pack is distributed lower on the body, the tendency of the wearer is to bend forward, causing those unwelcome strains of the neck, back, and shoulders. Straps should be over both shoulders, not slung over one shoulder. The imbalanced weight when over one shoulder can cause a tendency to lean to the side, causing side-to-side strain of the neck, back, and shoulders. The increased weight on one shoulder over the other is a quick path to strains on that side. Backpack straps should be as wide and padded as possible, helping to ease strain on the shoulders. Besides that, the wider straps are simply more comfortable. Straps should be fitted to the carrier. If the straps are too loose, the pack will dangle too far and cause the imbalances and strains we discussed a moment ago. Compartments should be used in such a way that the weight of the pack is balanced as much as possible, and objects that could cause injury are packed away from the back. Though, in truth, it's a difficult goal to achieve as one's education progresses, a minimum of textbooks and other objects should be carried. If possible, the backpack should only be used for a few handouts and necessary supplies. The student years are very important in the overall health of an individual as he or she ages. With many educational and other stresses, it's important to ensure that one's backpack is among the least of one's worries. For more information about backpack safety, check today's Healthy Living blog at drdavidwick.com.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.